The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Irwin Lowy and family of Los Angeles, California, in memory of Rabbi Avram Shlaima ben Rabbi Yosef Halevi, Zichroni Levracha. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting schus for his neshama.
Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph says as follows: Amar Rav Yehuda said, "Haiman Nafak B'Yom Nisan. Sona goes out in the days of Nisan. We can understand to mean the month of Nisan. The Chazi Lani, he sees trees, the Malav Lovli that are blossoming. Omer, he says, Baruch, meaning Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Shlechisa Me'olam Ha'klum, he did not leave anything lacking from his world. Ubaraboy, and he created in it, Bria is good creations, good creatures, the Lona is Toiva, and good trees, Lesnois Behem B'nei Adam, that people can enjoy them." This is the Gemara, it appears in Brachos as well. The Shulchan Aruch brings down this Bracha in Siman Reish Chav Vav. The whole Siman is one Sif, and speaks specifically about this Bracha. Haroya Pirchei Ha'ilam Son, who sees the flowers, the blossoms of a tree, Mamavarech, what bracha does he make? And it's one sif. The Machaber says as follows, in Erechaim Siman Reish Chal Vav, Hayotze B'yemi Nisan, Son goes out in the days of Nisan, V'ra Ilanos, and he sees trees, Shemetzi and Parach, the flower, the blossoms are coming out. Omer, he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Shlechisa B'olam Ha'klum, he did not leave anything lacking from his world. V'baraboy, and he created it, Briyos Tovos, V'ilanos Tovos, V'hanos Behem B'nei Adam. Good the creations, good trees, that people can enjoy them. Now the Mechaber said, basically like the Lashna Gemara, that Yetzia Bimei Nisan, someone goes down the days of Nisan. What if someone sees such a tree in Adar, or what if one did not have the opportunity to make this bracha in Nisan, and now it's already Iyar or Sivan? Can he make this bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah says, the Urcha de Mosa Nakat. The Mechaber, and really the Gemara, is just saying the usual case, that in Nisan, Sha'oz Derech Aratus Achamim, in the warm countries, that was the Derech Lav Lev Leilonis, for the blossoms of the tree to grow. The same would apply in a different month. As long as one sees the blossoming for the first time, he makes the bracha now. And the implication of the Mishnah Berurah is that in the area where he lived in Europe, where it was colder, they were not able to make this bracha on Nisan. Rather, they're only able to make this bracha later. In the warmer countries, in the place where the Gemara comes from, in the Talmud Bavli, in Eretz Yisrael, where the Mechaber lived, the opportunity was already presented to make this bracha on Nisan. But the same would apply later on. And indeed, the Aruch HaShulchan says that in our country, ain't of Nisan, it's not Nisan, it'll be Iyar, it's only an Iyar. Or it's Chila Sivan. Sometimes they cannot make this bracha until the beginning of Sivan. But regardless, whenever one sees the Pirchei Ilan, the blossoms of the tree, they can make this bracha. Other Achronim, the Eli Rabba, says that even if it's an Adar, if it's before Nisan, one can also make the bracha. Now there are those who say it's better to make the bracha dafka Nisan. The Kaf HaChaim says that the Lashna Gemara is mashma, and the Lashna Shulchan Aruch is mashma dafka Nisan. He brings, the Birkei Yosef says, Aderech HaEmes, that means based on Kabbalah, on Teres HaNista, that's better to make the bracha Nisan. We would definitely say that someone who did not have the opportunity to make the bracha Nisan certainly can make the bracha afterwards in Iyar. That which the Eli Rabba says, the one could make the bracha on Adar, that could be a shiloh if one should make the bracha on Adar when he has the first opportunity. Or if he knows he'll still be able to make the bracha on Nisan, maybe he should rather wait until Nisan when he could be Yetzah according to all the Shittas. But the Psak Halacha definitely is the one could make the bracha in Adar or in Iyar, because that is how the Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan clearly paskin. The one could make the bracha in Nisan or any time before or after, as long as that is the time when he sees the blossoms on the tree. Now what are we talking about when we say the parach, the blossom? We mean the blossom, we don't mean the leaves. The Mishnah Berurah says the leaves is not good enough. And blossoms also, we're discussing blossoms on the fruit tree, that eventually a fruit is going to come out from it. But with the Ilanei Srak, if it's a tree that does not bear fruit, if it's not a fruit tree, one cannot make the bracha. So one has to see the blossom on the fruit tree. And the Mechaber says, V'inim varech elapam achas b'choshana v'shana, one can only make this bracha once a year. That means even if he sees more and more fruit trees, he cannot make the bracha again. He only makes the bracha once a year. Let's say he delayed and waited to make the bracha, the achash agadlo appears until the fruits already grew. Lo yivarech, you should not make the bracha anymore. Now, the Achronim say that there are many Rishonim who say not like this, who say that once the fruit grow, one may still make the bracha, it's not too late to make the bracha. So the Achronim make, and Mishnah Berurah brings us down in Sifkat and Dalet, Mishnah Berurah quotes this, that if one did not see any fruits before, did not see any blossoms on the fruit tree, and the first chance they have, the first time they see the fruit tree, it already has the fruit, the blossoms are off, and the fruits are already grown, then he may still make the bracha. However, if one had the opportunity to make the bracha before, he saw the blossoms, and he did not take the opportunity to make the bracha, he neglected to make the bracha, and he waited around, and now the fruits are already growing, then it's too late. The Acharonim also say, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this as well, that even though we said that if one did not have the opportunity to make the bracha before, he did not see the blossoms on the tree, and the first time he saw the fruit tree this season was when the fruits are already on it, and we said that he could still make the bracha then, that the Acharonim say if the fruit is already completed, and it's so good, it's so ripe, it's so perfect, that one could take the fruit off, make a ace, and make a shachyono, and there's a perfect, beautiful new fruit from the new season, then it's already too late, then it's already not kedai to make the bracha. But if one did not see the blossoms at all, and the first time he encountered the fruit tree this season, the fruit was already grown, and as long as the fruit was not completed yet, then he is still allowed to make the bracha. It's not too late to make the bracha. Now there are a few other halachas which are worth noting about this bracha. The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is Roi Lana. Someone went out during the month of Nisan, or during the days of Nisan, the season of Nisan, and he saw trees. And indeed the lashon of the bracha is Ilana's Toivis. They saw fruit trees, in plural. And the Kavachayim brings that there are those, Achrenu or Mashma, the one should preferably make this bracha on more than one tree. They should go out to a field where there's a few trees, at least two or more, and make the bracha. It sounds like the Derech was, the Minhag was to go out of the city and into the fields outside, and there they will see a field full of fruit trees, and they will appreciate the bracha that Ebishta gives us. He gives us this tree, he gives us such a bria, bria's toivis, one is toivis, there they will make the bracha. In the Sefer Alicha Shlema, they quote different, Psalm from Shlomo Zalman Arbach, it sounds different on Hagas of Israel, different things that he used to do. And it says there that he was Mahada, he went out of his way to make the bracha on two trees. He would find a place where there were two fruit trees together, and there he would make the bracha. Now, the halacha definitely is, the halacha maestro, if one is in a place where there's only one fruit tree, he certainly could make the bracha there. But if he have a choice, we would say that it would be better to make the bracha in a place where he has two fruit trees. There's another shiloh, this bracha can be made on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Kaf HaChaim says that it's better not to make the bracha on Shabbos and Yom Tov. We're afraid one might move the tree, shake a branch on a tree, or pull out a flower, or a bud, or something from the tree. So there are those who say it's better not to make the bracha on Shabbos and Yom Tov. However, it seems that the scum of the place is halacha l'maaseh. One could make the bracha on Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach used to make the bracha on Shabbos. If that's how it came out to make the bracha, he would make this bracha on Shabbos. And indeed, it's brought down from the Hazaris that he would go out of his way to make this bracha on Shabbos, because the halacha is the chayv onam lemar mea brachas b'choyoyim. A person is mechuyev to say 100 brachas every day. Va'ata yisrael ma Hashem lekach Hashem imach olas Hashem ask of you. Kiim, and we know that ma Hashem lekach Hashem imach means mea Hashem, Chazal say. Mea Hashem shalom imach. Hashem asks a person to make mea brachas, 100 brachas every day. Now during the week, this is pretty simple. For someone who davens all the tefillos, shachris, mincha, mayrv, all the brachas from Shemoneh Esrei, 19 brachas from each Shemoneh Esrei, times 3 is 57, plus brachas HaShachar, and other brachas a person makes over the course of the day. The Mishnah Berurah discusses how it's very simple to come to 100 brachas. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, when the Shemoneh Esrei is shorter, there's only 7 brachas in each Shemoneh Esrei, even though we're down on Musaf, we have the extra Shemoneh Esrei, but because the Shemoneh Esrei has less brachas, it's much harder to come to 100 brachas. And people go out of their way, they try to mahada to find ways to make the 100 brachas, to eat extra fruit and extra things that they can make brachas on to come to 100 brachas. So the Adaris, it's brought down that the Adaris, he would try to make this bracha on the Pirkei Eilah on Shabbos, and this way he would have this bracha, the Mitzvah would be added up towards his 100 brachas. It's kedai for us to understand what is the meaning of this bracha, what is the purpose of this bracha, that Eli Rava brings from Svar Makdashim. Other Acharyim bring this also, that someone who makes this bracha, it says, he'll have a mighty bracha. Hanizra bracha, zu, someone who's careful with this bracha, Olav Nemer, about him it says, Re'ei Reach B'ni Kareach Asada Sheberach HaShem. The Pasuk and Pasha told us that the Reach of my son is like the Reach of the field that Hashem benched, Hashem blessed. And it goes on, V'yitam Lachal, next Pasuk gives the brachos of V'yitam Lachal, the brachos of Yitzchak Avinu, give Yaakov Avinu. It sounds like one could be zeich a tremendous bracha from making this bracha on the fruit tree. What is the significance of this bracha? So the Aruch HaShulchan seems to want to give an explanation for this, because he brings this Eli Rava. Before that, he gives a little introduction. He says, V'ein bracha zu ala pamachas b'shana. He says this bracha is only once a year. And he says that this bracha, the meaning of this bracha is Shneisen Shevach Vaidol Hashem Yisbarach, that the person who makes this bracha is giving praise and thanks to Hashem. Shabar Bishvola Adam, that Hashem created for the person. Afilu Dvarim She'enba Mechrechias L'chai Adam. Even things that are not necessary, they're not needed for a person to live. K'may Priya Ilonis, like the fruits of the trees. And he says, therefore, L'chein, Eimba Varach Bracha Zu, we do not make this bracha Al Zerom Virakas, on different other things, of vegetables and other plants that grow from the ground. On wheat and barley, on vegetables that grow from the ground. To elam kachrechias, these are necessary things, a person needs them to live. We thank Hashem always that He gives us these things that we need to live. But that's one level, achrechias, things that we need to live. For like in a pear, His fruit is an extra. Hashem is giving us more than we need to live. He's giving us things even that aren't mukhrach, and still Hashem is giving us this bracha. And for someone making this bracha shalhadah, kol yisachasle, b'tuvi yisbarach, He makes this bracha of thanking Hashem for His chesed and His goodness to us, that He gives us not just what we need, but beyond what we need. And this is a bracha zu. Someone who's careful for this bracha. Love nema reg reyach v'ni kareyach asada shaberach Hashem. Someone who appreciates everything Hashem gives him. And not only does Hashem give him what he needs, Hashem gives him extra. Hashem gives him an unbelievable amount, even beyond the amount the person needs. And he appreciates this, the point that he makes this bracha. He goes out to the field, he sees Ilonis, whether he sees one tree, or he sees many Ilonis. There could be one person who only sees one tree, but he could appreciate in this tree, while others only appreciate in a field full of trees. And he appreciates what Hashem gives him, all the extras. He could be Zeichat, Re'ei Re'ech, B'ni, Kareyach, Asad, Deshaberach, Hashem. It's the bracha of Yitam Lecha. Now, Rabbi Kveger, in this Siman Reish Chavav, he thinks about an interesting shiloh. The bracha is that lehanus behemni adam. We talk about that Hashem gave us so many things that we can enjoy. The fruit of the tree, which we just said from our Hashulchan, is not even something that a person needs. Hashem gives us so much that we can benefit from, that we can enjoy. Now, the first 3 years that fruit grow on a tree, the halacha is that the fruit are arlo. One may not eat them, one may not derive any benefit from them, from fruits of arlo. The first 3 years the fruit grow on the tree. So, if someone sees a fruit tree during the first 3 years, and the fruit are going to be asar v'hanah. Now, the fruit are regular fruit, that just like the fruit that grow on any fruit tree. And the tree itself is a tree which one will benefit from eventually. But at this point, this season, one will not benefit from this tree because the fruit are going to be asar v'hanah because of the isra of arlo that applies during these 3 years. So, what is halacha? May he make this bracha? Or is he not allowed to make this bracha because the hanus behem ne'odim implies he's going to be able to enjoy it? So Shlom Zalman Arbach said over from the Chavina Rav, when the Chavina Rav was presented with the Shiloh, the Chavina Rav said that he has a raya from a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah actually brought down the Gemara, but Bakama Perek Meruva discusses that the simanim are made by different places that people shouldn't have a mikshah. Where there's a kever, they would make a simon. The kahanim should not become tamei by mistake. And it says that where there's a tree of arlo, they would make a simon. That one should not be nichsha, one is passing by, takes the fruit, should not be nichsha on eating arlo. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that this siman was only made by the tree of arlo, where the fruits are arlo, during Shemitah. During Shemitah, the halacha is in Eretz Yisrael, that all the fruits are hefker, and anyone can walk into any field and take anything and take a fruit and eat it. And therefore, we're afraid that someone might walk into to one's field and even a stranger might walk in and take a fruit and eat it. And therefore, if the fruit is arlo, the people who know that's arlo, the owners of the field, they should make a siman to show that the fruits of this tree is arlo, and no one should come this year during Shemitah to take the fruits of this tree. But in other years, when it's not Shemitah, no one has the right to walk into this field, so then we do not have to make a siman. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, on the contrary, someone is a gazlan, he's a robber, he wants to walk into this field and steal. Not only will he get that avera of stealing, he'll also get that avera of eating arlo. We don't worry about the fact that he's going to be over on the Issa of Arla because he's a Rasha, he's a Ganav, and we'll let him be over on another Issa too, he'll be over on the Issa of Arla as well. Says the Shivina Rav that there is something that a person can do without stealing. He can pass by a fruit tree and he can make a bracha. Now, the halacha is, like Kveger wants to say, that someone who sees fruits of a tree of Arla, he's not allowed to make the bracha. So even during the years that are not Shemitah, we should make a simon by this tree where the fruit are Arla, because we should be afraid that a passerby might come by and he'll be nishal by mistake and making a bracha batola, making a bracha on the tree, which is not allowed to make, because the fruits of this tree are not given over for Hanah, and not for one to derive benefit from. So the Chavina Rav said that from this Mishnah, this Gemara, that Rav Shimon Gamliel said that only during Shemitah we have what to worry about and what to protect innocent people from. And during all the years we're not afraid, it's only a Ganav would have a reason to be warned, and a Ganav we're not trying to protect, but there's no other reason why we should have to make a simon by the trees. This proves to us, says the Chavina Rav, that the halacha is the one may make a bracha on the fruits of a tree of Arla, and therefore even if a passerby comes by and he makes the bracha on the tree, he's not going to be making a bracha at all. It's a valid bracha. And therefore, there's no reason to make a simon that the fruits of the tree are Arla. In his own Tshuva Sefer, the Chavina Rav, Dev Misharim, he also mentions this, he doesn't say as a full-fledged rag, he also says it's a ksas, a smach. It's a little bit of a raya, a little bit of a proof to this halacha that one may make the bracha on the fruits of a tree of Arlo. And it's worthwhile knowing that it's brought down from Shlomo Zalman Arbach that when people discuss how in the Gedolei Achronim and in the previous generations there are people who knew all Shas they had in front of them, and on the spot, off and on, they could bring a raya from anywhere in Shas, but Shlomo Zalman would say that he also was zeichet to meet just a person. That the Chavina Rav, that when he was presented with this Shiloh, on the spot he gave this answer, on the spot he brought this proof. That's how much the Chavina Rav's Bekiyas and Shas and Pleitzkin was, that when he was told over Kveger Shiloh, right away he proved the points in this Mishnah from this Gemara. But Kveger declares the Shiloh, and the Chavina Rav brings this proof that one may make the bracha on the fruit of Arlo.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.